Little did Hunter Persephone know that when he jumped from the 18th story and plummeted to near death, it would be the first time in his life that he truly began to live. Hunter somehow slipped beyond the frail constructs of mortality. Still, death weighed in, as it often does these days. To explore task-adequate understanding, we begin by considering the nature of human understanding. We identify mental activities that contribute to human understanding and are relevant to requirements. We also describe the dimensions of task-adequate understanding as measured by breadth of understanding, depth of understanding, and understanding across the stakeholder community. This chapter provides a conceptual framework and its vocabulary for understanding requirements. Just in time, the vines that clung to the walls of the ditch she'd fallen into began to crawl upwards. Slowly, they spiraled in a circular motion and straightened upon the ground. A stream of silvery light covered the woods as more vines leveled out on the ground. Skunk and the rest opened their mouths in awe. When Bella's eyes snapped open, she noticed a bridge made up of green vines and a silvery light that covered the entire woods.